The Rhinebeck and Red Hook Arts communities are hosting the 10th annual Art Along the Hudson Spring Kickoff Media Event on Wednesday. That's May 15th. The purpose of the AAH event is to bring together business owners, elected officials, artists, art patrons, and the media with a focus on the many and varied cultural opportunities available and how they generate economic growth. Here to tell us more are Betsy Giacaruso, who is an artist, owner of the Betsy, and am I pronouncing your name correctly?
That's right, Giacaruso.
Giacaruso. Betsy Giacaruso Gallery and Studio, heading up the kickoff celebration along with Joanna Hess. Linda Hubbard is a photographer from the Riverwinds Gallery, co-owner, chair of Art Along the Hudson, and past president of Beacon Arts. And Linda, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here again.
It's wonderful to have you here. And Liza Donnelly joins us. She is keynote speaker at the event. Liza is best known for her cartoon work in The New Yorker. She's on the Vassar College faculty teaching cartoons in American culture and women's studies. Does that not sound like the coolest course in the world? In 2012, she visited Israel and Palestine as a cultural envoy to the U.S. State Department to discuss the political impact of cartoons, international women cartoonists, and how cartoons can be used for peace. Betsy, Linda, Liza, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here.
Delight to have you all here. So give us a sense of, Linda, of ultimately what has been happening over the 10 years and how this has marched on.
Well, we started with just four communities, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, and Newburgh, and we are now 11 communities. So Ossining has joined this year, and then we're Peekskill, Garrison, Cold Spring, Beacon, Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, Hyde Park, New Paltz, Greater New Paltz area, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, and then Saugerties, Kingston, and Woodstock. So it is just a fabulous group of artists, galleries, just fantastic.
So the idea originally was to do and to accomplish what? And how have you realized that and grown in the process?
Well, we started saying, wow, we just have so much here in the Hudson Valley, and let's get together and make sure people really know what we have here in the Hudson Valley, know about the great galleries, the artists, the concerts, the theater, the poets, just let's make sure people in the Hudson Valley and around us know that we just have a great. So we created a website, we created a brochure, we came on WAMC, and we've just been talking about it and sharing, and it's just kind of grown more artists, more communities, studio tours. So we've just seen a great growth in the arts in the Hudson Valley.
So, Betsy, you are heading up the kickoff celebration, and give us a sense of the expiration date on this, because it really, this is an event that goes on for a long time, and it's an effort, and people can take advantage of it throughout the summer and beyond, even.
Absolutely. Rhinebeck Red Hook, we are the community who is honored and excited to be hosting the kickoff event this year for Art Along the Hudson. So we also have a juried exhibit that will represent all the artists or some of the artists from each of the communities representing Art Along the Hudson. And then, of course, it continues throughout the season with once a month weekend art walks that continue throughout the year.
Yeah, it's really a year-round. You can come to Beacon Second Saturday in January, and we're having a party. And it's not just the weekends, too. I mean, the art events happening throughout the month, year-round, are just, wow, get out there and enjoy them.
So the kickoff is really a nice tap on the shoulder and a reminder to people that these events are going on and what you have in store over the next several months.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let us talk to the keynoter and someone who is going to be very involved, of course, Liza Donnelly. And what exactly will you be doing for the kickoff?
Well, it was wonderful to be asked to give a little talk on the kickoff event. I'm going to talk about, well, first of all, being a cartoonist, we are sort of on the outskirts of the arts. Often people don't think of us as artists, so I'm really honored that to be asked to speak for the arts in the Hudson Valley, because I love here. I've lived here over 30 years. And just how the arts inspire us as individuals, whether you paint or not, or whether you play an instrument or not, they inspire us. They make us feel good. They make us realize how great other human beings are, you know, spending all that time to be creative. And then how the arts bring us together as a community. We all come together to listen to that piece of music or watch those people perform or see how wonderful they create this artwork. It's just, it warms your soul, I think.
As a, and I'm asking as a gentleman who probably 50% of the art in his house is cartoon art.
I know that about you, Joe.
Yeah.
That's how I love you.
Let me just ask you about being on that periphery of what is it about cartoons, especially given their great power, their significance, and quite frankly, how we love them and relate to them, of why they are that sort of stepchild?
Well, I think the first thing that is different about cartoons is that they're mass media. You don't, even though you may have cartoons on your walls,
yeah.
Most of the time they're not seen in galleries. So that, I mean, it's...
Well, that
get
has
into a long
to change.
Yeah.
I agree. Maybe I'll talk
we'll
to
work
about
that. Yeah, that has to change.
Because it is beautiful art sometimes. We could talk about how you define art, because it's a complicated...
Sure.
I mean, we don't want to do that now, because it's...
No, I understand.
And I can't do that. What is art? Because you've got writing, which is also a mass medium, and that's considered art. There's something about humor, I think, Joe. It's humor that is often not taken seriously when it should be.
When you try to, as I mentioned, you teach this course on this and cartoons in American culture, and it is thinking of cartoons in our culture and thinking of them in world culture, and that international incidents can be caused by a cartoon, and the power of that, the power of humor, the power of the drawing, the power, and we've seen this through, you know, years and years. And who is Victor Navasky, who just has the great book yeah. out about this very subject. It just seems to me that because of that, you kind of put your arms around the arts as a whole and show their importance as to of what a play can do, of what a painting can do, of what...
That's so well put, because a cartoon is a combination of all different arts. You've got,
yes.
at least the kind I do, you've got your writing, you've got your drawing, and sometimes painting, sometimes printmaking. You've got your... A cartoon is like a set, a stage. The only thing you don't have is music, although I guess the flow of the caption is music-like. So you're right. I never thought of that. The cartoons can include all the arts in one spot. That's great. I love that. I'll use that. I'm going to use that.
Well, fine. That's fine. Spread the word. I'm curious, Betsy, of how ultimately, and kudos to you for saying, okay, let's include a cartoonist in this mix.
Absolutely. I think that there. So again, it's encompassing all the mediums in art, whether it be music, painting. There's so many venues, poetry. So it's really important to include those things that we don't day to day necessarily think are part of the arts. And of course, cartoons are something that everyone can relate to. I think the stories they tell really. Is an important part, and I like the idea that we put a little focus on that.
So tell us about the kickoff. What will be happening, and how can we take part in it?
Well, it is free and open to the public. The events will start out at the high school in Rhinebeck at 5 o'clock. We have, as you've mentioned, Liza Donnelly is our keynote speaker. We also have Terry Gibson, our New York State Senator, will be speaking, as well as Mark Molinaro, our Dutchess County Executive. And as a special treat, we have lyric soprano Kimberly Kahn is going to perform an aria. It's a very special aria that will be related to the arts, And she will, her pianist and accompanist Peter Locke is associate professor of music at Bard College. And so he will be joining her. And then all the festivities will move into the courtyard in Rhinebeck and into my gallery where the juried exhibit will take place. The juried exhibit was juried by Dennis Anderson, who served as director of curatorial and tour services at the Empire State Plaza Art Collection in Albany for 22 years. So he was one of our jurists, as well as Mary Kay Lombino. She's a curator and writer based in Rhinebeck and curator at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center in at Vassar College. Mm. So the work they've chosen was from about 130 submissions from all the 12 communities. And we will have as well live music from the Heartstrings Hot Club, a jazz group will be playing in the courtyard, and music, food will be donated from all the restaurants in Rhinebeck, Red Hook, and it should be just a great party highlighting all the arts.
Be sure to, you can go to the website, which is artalongthehudson.com, artalongthehudson.com, and if you go to this event or go to any of the venues, you can pick up the brochure and then just put that in your glove compartment and then live with it. For like your entire, just for the next year, just, you know all this cool stuff is going on. But again, you can find out more information, artalongthehudson.com. The kickoff is May 15th, beginning at 5:30. And again, you can find out more information about that event and all the wonderful things going on throughout the Hudson Valley, artistically speaking, artalongthehudson.com. Betsy, Linda, Liza, I thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck. Have a wonderful season.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.